This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, where if you can't hear us anywhere else, there is a live stream playing right there, right now, of the show. And that stream flips over to a loop of the last show that's played all day long until the next live show comes along. Alrighty, joining us right now from the great state of California, out there in La La Land, with the land of fruits and nuts, and Nancy Pelosi. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Captain. And mask mandates.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and we're going to talk about a story pertaining to the schools out there in Los Angeles, and it's just going to make you sick to your stomach. But anyway, are you ready to do the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we heard from LJ up in Michigan. She said it's actually 57 degrees right now. However, Friday, it will be 33, only in Michigan. Okay, well, we appreciate that, LJ. And by the way, don't forget, spring training baseball fires up here about the, 1st of February thereabouts, or somewhere in there.
Right.
Yeah, so drag your butt down here. All right, here we go. I want to mention this because I just teased it about the schools. A Los Angeles County school is now hosting an LGBTQ club for kids as young as 4 years old to teach transgender mutilation and two-spirit sexuality. What the hell are they trying to do?
Well, I guess they're
and
not.
And why would anybody in their right mind want a four-year-old kid subject to something like this?
Well, Captain, when it comes to four-year-old children, and you know, they need to be learning things that, you know, that we learned about.
They need to be reading about tugging the Patriot pup.
Well, no, you're right about that. And but obviously, I think you are going to have parents get much more involved. You know, it's interesting. You know, California is supposed to be, and it really is, and it's a very liberal state. But in my travels, I find a lot of people that don't seem to subscribe to all that. So I think there are a lot of people out there who would want to go and talk to the school board and show up at the meetings and put the pressure on, as you've seen in some of the other parts of the country.
Yeah, and it's just that to me is really disgusting. Just plain old disgusting. Four-year-old kids. Give them a break.
Well, right. You know, is there any business of even discussing any of these kinds mm-hmm. of things with four-year-old kids?
By the way, the Fed is going to speed up the tapering, projecting 3 rate hikes in 2022. Isn't that just lovely?
Well, it certainly is. in the sense that we're going to start seeing a lot more manipulating of the economy. You know, when you've got the consumer price index rising the way it is and so forth, you're going to see some action.
Now, here's something else about the Build Back Better plan, and I was reaching for this, trying to find this in the first hour. I wasn't able to, but I got it now. Listen to this. One of the ugly little details hidden in the House version of the Build Back Better plan is a scheme to raid the Roth IRAs of wealthy individuals who have accumulated a lot of assets in their accounts. Now, the basic premise of a Roth is, number one, you pay taxes on the money up front, and then you don't have to pay taxes on it later. And, of course, that depends on trusting the government. That trust is about to get strained because leaked private IRS information shows that some wealthy individuals, notably a name that was leaked, notably tech investor Peter Thiel, have been funding large balances in their IRAs, moving the basic IRA over to the Roth IRA.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that the Democrat Party elite, when they have things that they want to, quote, pay for, and they're asked how are they going to pay for it, I think their response truly is any darn way that they can. And they're just going out, they're looking for they're looking for all the money. That, you know, that if you have any money, guess what? They're looking at you.
But here's the problem, and mark my words. If the law is changed by passing a Build Back Better, and this is in there, what I'm telling you about is in there, to allow the government to raid these Roth accounts, they won't stop there. Once the principle is established that these accounts are subject to after-the-fact government expropriation, the asset grabbers will work their way down to the income ladder where the average Joe and Jill is at with their basic IRA. So I say to the people that are listening to me, get a hold of your senator, get a hold of your congressman, and say, leave the damn IRAs alone, because they are fixing in this legislation, and it's in there. You can find it if you go looking about the IRA to raid your IRA.
And all the more that it's a blessing, Captain, that this is all going to be pushed into the new year, because it's going to be closer to the midterms. And when people hear about this kind of stuff, they are going to be hopping mad.
And I challenge you. Who has said anything about this other than us?
Good question. Yeah.
Chris Markowski.
Okay, great.
And he's also on this program.
That's right. Exactly.
And he and I will be talking about it here in a couple hours. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And we got our buddy Frank Silvato who's going to take us to break.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho to you.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Host of the Everett's Helpful Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Alrighty, we'll take that one there. Mr. Ron Edwards will be around here in hour number four. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. And again, remember, MyPillow.com, no two ways about it. You go over there to that home page. You'll see all the different items that are listed there. You'll see some special prices marked down. It'll say marked down 25%, 50%. In some cases, it might be a little bit more. But in doing so, you need a promo code to get those prices, and the promo code will always be Captain. Now, you can order and still get your product to you by Christmas. That's not a problem. And guess what? They have a radio listener specials page, too, where it's a big logo. You click on it, it opens up. There'll be several hundred items on that page with even more insanely low prices. A lot of stuff marked down 75%. And when you see it, those deep discounts, again, the promo code will always be the word Captain. That's the word Captain. Now, you can also call them up on the phone, talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, product code Captain, and you're in like Flynn. That's MyPillow.com, the website. Promo code Captain, because you need the promo code to get the reduced prices, and the telephone number, 800-641-5459. All right, and get over there, and there's something there for everybody on your Santa list there. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to mention that it looks like you and I were right about the Build Back Better bill with the reporting that's come out that it looks like it's dead until about March or maybe later next year. And this is because of the fact that it's not just about Joe Manchin not voting for it. There are others on board, Democratic senators, that aren't going to vote for this. It looks like there's about four or five that Charlie Schumer wasn't able to convince because the constituents
did exactly what we asked him to do, get on the telephone, call these people and say, don't you dare vote for it or you have just signed your retirement papers.
Well, that's right. The more that the voters find out about this, and just like you mentioned in the last segment, there's this other thing that nobody's heard of yet, you know, and all this
goes after your IRA.
That's right, because the whole thing is some 2,400 pages long, at last I heard, and nobody's had the time to go all through it, but yet they know what they are hearing about it, they don't like, and the very fact that the Democrats could not push this through, Captain, is really, really telling. And, of course, they've had their own bouts between one another on this whole thing, too.
And what they're going to do is it's not that they're going to go take the IRA, but to the people who have big amounts of money in their IRAs, they're going to tax them before they get them.
Right.
That's what they're proposing to do, which is not what the IRA was all about. The IRA was to keep you from paying taxes until the time you collected it. Now they want to tax you before you collect it on the money that's in there.
Well, they just...
That's the proposal.
Right. And in a nutshell, they want everybody's money. If you have money, they want
to pay for their ridiculous plans.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And you know what else this is leading to, too, Captain, is that, there's a divide in this country now of the people who really believe that you need to go to work and have a job and make a living and others who don't. And the Democrats are trying to cater to the people that say, I don't even want to go back to work ever again. I'll get a check of some sort.
Well, here we go. We'll give you $300 a month for every kid that you got. So the people who got 4 and 5 kids are getting $1,200 to $1,500 a month to sit in their butt and stay home. And as long as there's another person in the house that's working, then one of the people in the house doesn't have to work and they've got a little fun money, they call it.
Well,
they might work under the table. They might do something under the table and get paid cash, and that happens every day.
Right, and that's even another reason why they want to look at your bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
What money's being deposited into your bank account? Where did that come from? And on it goes. It's every single penny.
Yep. Now, do you know people that vape?
I do not.
All right, I don't either. I haven't seen anybody vaping in a while because I think it kind of went away because of the fact that they were changing the fact that you couldn't have smoke here, there, or whatever, and whatever you could have in there wasn't tobacco. So here's what's happening now. A new vaping company has come out, and they're escaping the FDA regulation on vaping by using a synthetic nicotine.
Wow.
Now, that's really going the long road here.
Well, I do know this from the what little I do know about vaping. I think that there's also the idea of targeting kids with flavored vapes and kind of stuff that gets them hooked.
Tutti Frutti and whatever.
Right, yeah, it gets them hooked early on, and it doesn't seem like a good thing at all.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I don't know about synthetic nicotine. That sounds scary.
Well, sure it does. That's right. We don't know how that would work in terms of addiction and people that, because when the people stop smoking.
Well, it's like smoking a piece of plastic. It kind of reminds you know.
Yeah, exactly. But how addictive could it be, and how hard would it be to quit? It's hard enough to stop smoking cigarettes.
Well, vive la France, right?
Right.
The French military has withdrawn its soldiers now from its base in Timbuktu. Where's Timbuktu, Kyle?
It's in Mali.
It's in Mali, you're right.
Yeah.
And they're turning over that base to the Malian army as they wind down their deployment after 9 years in Africa.
Very interesting. That's right.
So the French Foreign Legion, which is who was in there, is bowing out.
Well, that's right. Well, there has been a lot of opposition building up over time, you know, because of against the French military.
Oh, you mean Boko Haram?
Right.
And what's the other one there? It's an ISIS-related group. Oh, shoot. Boko Haram. Well, actually, Al-Qaeda's in Africa. They're all in Africa.
Right. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's one for you. Adam Schiff. We talked about him in the last hour, the fact that he got caught doctoring a January 6th text message, which exposes his imbecility, if you will, in the process, that he actually gets caught doing something that he shouldn't have been doing to begin with. And again, I'm going to repeat what I said before. If anybody else was doing that, if that was a Republican, they would boot them the hell out of Congress.
Oh, sure. It would be the front page story, front news story on every single liberal news cable network or what have you, and they would beat that drum until the person resigned or was fired or drummed out of office somehow.
So Adam Schiff does this. Why don't we hear about some sort of, hand slapping or something going on about it?
Well, I think because...
trying to make up something, change something to create a narrative. So that's called evidence tampering.
Well, sure it is. But to them, that's, I hate to say, that's Tuesday. I mean,
Tuesday?
This is what we're doing today. This is par for the course. And even if it comes out later that this happened, well, we'll just say, whatever, because just like the people who run into the CVSs and steal everything because they're not going to get prosecuted, they know that he knows there's no consequences for this.
By the way, you'll be happy to know, folks, that the federal debt now equals about $287,859 per income tax-paying household.
Wow, that's really something. Really something. Yeah.
That's what you have to look forward to.
Well, sure. Well, talk about passing it on to your kids or passing it on to the next generation. And by the way, we've got a lot of inflation, too, we've got all this money out there in circulation as well.
Well, the national debt is $28 trillion, and within the next week or two, it'll be $29 trillion.
That's right. And it just will keep going and going and going. And people wonder, when would that ever come due? Could it ever come due? Well, it doesn't matter. We'll just raise the debt ceiling again.
As we're getting ready to go to break, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is an Islamophobia special envoy?
I have no idea.
Well, the House passed a bill. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The House passed a bill creating an Islamophobia special envoy without defining what Islamophobia is, and without naming who the envoy is going to be. In Washington.
Only in Washington, and 2022 can't come soon enough.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. And, of course, Senator Murray, Patty Murray from Oregon, I believe she's from Oregon, said that what Americans are she's talking about what Americans are focused on, but never mentioned the word inflation, which number one right now, that is the number one problem that Americans are pointing their finger at, inflation out of control.
That is true.
Because that's creating all the other problems. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope it's a nice day, going to be a nice day where you're going to be. If not, come on down to Florida. We got lots of warm weather and sunshine.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday assessing the damage at a tornado-ravaged neighborhood in Mayfield, Kentucky. Biden saying the federal government will continue to do everything possible to help Kentucky. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says stories of tornado survivors in Kentucky are harrowing.
But in recent days, we also heard about the generosity, the hard work, and the hope that are helping our state recover.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. Consumers are spending at a slower rate as retail sales in November rose slightly. Sales at U.S. retail stores, online sellers, and restaurants rose by just 0.3% in November from the previous month. It appears Amazon is once again having a big server outage. It has taken down Twitch and possibly other streaming platforms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy. Kyle is really anxious to get me back over there again. So let's get the right one in here and see what we can do. Because Kyle is supposed to be talking about Mason's Grosside Cafe. So we'll get that going right here.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Yep, and we're going to have a good time today because it's our last get-together before Christmas, so we're going to have some fun today, and hope you can stop by Mason's Roadside Cafe in Bradenton. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Find out more about them and take advantage of the $19.95 three-week quick start. It's drug-free, works for me, it'll work for you. Check out the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And take advantage of the three-week quick start for $19.95. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We had a couple of plane crashes yesterday in two different parts of the Orient, if you will, or not Orient, but two different parts of the country, so to speak. We had one in Santo Domingo, was it?
Yes, this was a plane that was actually bound for Florida. It crashed in the Dominican Republic, one of those were aboard. Actually, all nine people were killed. There were two crew members, seven passengers, and one of those killed was up-and-coming music producer Flo LaMuvi, as we understand. And so that is a very, very sad, story coming out of the Dominican Republic tonight.
And then we had one where a plane crashed in a Texas field with 21 people on board.
Yes, that's what we're hearing as well. And unfortunately, this is, again, another sad story coming out of Texas.
So that was two planes, private planes, that went down yesterday.
That's right.
All right, that's a shame. Long time of the year to be hearing about that stuff. Okay, Border Patrol documents reveal fewer agents are patrolling the Yuma sector during the historic crisis that's going on, and they've called for the National Guard. So far, they haven't had much of any help from anybody, and that's an area where people are just blocking to the border, and we're hearing about 8,000 people a week being taken into custody and all that.
Well, that's right. It looks like they're experiencing, Captain, in that area at the Yuma Station, a 584% increase in single adult encounters, 242% increases in family encounters. And so this is a major, I mean, in anybody's book, this would be a major significant change.
Well, I'd be doing something about stopping it, but apparently these people aren't. But I guess that's just the way it goes. Now, when Eric Adams named Keyshawnt Sewell, Nassau County's chief of detectives, as his commissioner, he certainly took a chance because she is the first woman to take over the NYPD. Despite her less traditional resume, we trust that the incoming mayor and former police captain has a good reason to consider her ready to lead America's largest department when crime and disorder is rising right now, and the mayor has promised to get the cops back on the street.
Captain, what we may start seeing in New York City, I'm really, really concerned about. I mean, obviously, the answer is get back to policing, get back to upholding the law, get back to protecting the innocent, get back to protecting the people. Unfortunately, I think you're going to see, I think it could get worse before it gets better because of what we know, that at least one BLM activist had said that there was going to be bloodshed if they started policing again.
Well, let me tell you something. The first place that I would go if there was bloodshed was to his door and arrest him.
Right. Well, obviously there's incitement there, and but just the total breakdown, Captain, of what is reasonable and what is good for society. We're going to have a real, real bad consequence on this whole thing, I'm afraid. But it's going to take some time. New York City our great city. We have to make sure that it's safe, it's livable, and it's a place where people want to go do business or go visit. It's got to be safe. There's no doubt about it.
Now, the NFL was in the news yesterday for a couple of reasons. Last night it was the firing of Urban Meyer with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But earlier in the day, Congress called on the NFL to turn over the evidence in the Washington football team probe after a report accused Dan Snyder of interference.
Yeah, this is, very... very, very interesting. This is the House Committee on Oversight Reform. That's right. There was a league investigation going on into the Washington football team after there was a probe that was attempted to be disrupted. So this is, when Congress gets involved, it's gonna get pretty dicey.
And the Catholic advocacy group has asked Attorney General Garland to investigate the trend of vandalism against churches. What's going on?
Going to be interesting to see exactly what pans out with that, Captain, because unfortunately you're not hearing a lot about it in the news in that sense. But if this continues to escalate, then yes, it has to be taken care of somehow. But unfortunately, I think in some ways it begins to fit the narrative, or doesn't fit the narrative, as the case may be, of what constitutes, hey, this is a hate crime. Well, when you start vandalizing churches, it sounds pretty much like a hate crime.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And we had five governors yesterday call on the Pentagon to rescind the COVID vaccine mandate for National Guard members because they were going to wind up losing members of their National Guard. That's the threat from the Department of Defense right now, that they would be retiring people and discharging them from the military with a general discharge.
It's interesting that there's no alternative. There are no alternatives to solving problems anymore, evidently. What about testing? What about, you could...
What about herd immunity? What about incurred immunity?
Well, sure.
We're not hearing a word about that.
Well, right. Why not do science? I mean, I understand about orders and things like that, but what about science? Because if they're not going to practice science and they're just going to say the word science whenever it helps their political motives, then we're starting to really we're untethered now from reality. If we're going to do science, let's do science.
Now there were some revealing documents that were released yesterday from the John F. Kennedy archives, and these archives that came out yesterday gave a whole new light on the tensions that we had and how close things were to becoming a full-scale war between the United States, Cuba, and Russia. And, again, that just leads all of us to think what we heard back then, and I remember very well, that the Russians were involved and the Cubans were involved in getting rid of Kennedy.
Well, as we I'm very interested to be able to dive deeper into this when I have the opportunity to look through it. It's something that historically could have major impacts, especially on how we view things today.
Yep.
As a matter of fact. But yes, we know that Lee Harvey Oswald went to Russia, this
yep.
kind of stuff, and all that's been.
He actually trained with the Cubans.
Well, that's right. And so, yeah, if we can get some real perspective on it, we may eventually start unraveling a little bit more of this mystery. But it is that mystery wrapped up in an enigma. It's really something.
And our buddy Vladimir Putin, Joe Biden's pal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Russia vetoed the attempt to link climate change to the UN Security Council's peace and security mandate. And to that, he said, kiss my what?
How do you say that in Russian? I'm not sure.
Shome labude. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, well, exactly. Putin especially is going to get, I think he's feeling a lot more empowered now than probably ever before.
Yeah, and by the way, Derek Chauvin, the convicted Minneapolis, the former Minneapolis police officer, pled guilty to violating the civil rights of George Floyd, and apparently he's going to get 300 months stuck onto his sentence that he's got already, which means that 30 years from now he might get out of jail.
Right. We'll see.
Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and see where this here bad weather went to, because it's still with us, and we'll tell you. And there's some more behind it coming across out of the far west, the northwest, and we'll tell you about that, too. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Nothing bad. Oh, she's a brick. Oh, yeah, she's the one. The
yeah, the Commodore's Brick House. And I'll tell you what, that used to be one of my wife's favorite songs because that kind of described her to a T.
Well, yeah, the Commodore's, I mean, that still sounds good today, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now, take it away with the weather out west because you got plenty of it, and then I'll get into the rest of it.
All right, folks, out west tonight, of course, they're picking up the pieces in Colorado after these huge high winds and a lot of people, some 63,000 being out of power on Wednesday, delays at Denver International Airport and so forth. So, as I said, they're picking up the pieces there. But we are tracking some snow, Captain. Our trucker friends need to know about this, especially up on I-80. If you're coming in or out of Reno, you're definitely going to be encountering snow. You're going to hit a lot of rain if you're coming down from Reno towards Sacramento, for example. But up on the northern part of Nevada on I-80, Battle Mountain, Elko, you still got snow across the interstate there. Salt Lake City looks like they've got snow in that area, and it's going to go on up through Logan, up through Twin Falls, up through Boise, Idaho, along I-84. So you want to be aware of
and
that.
I-15.
And I-15 as well. That's right, Interstate 15. And then 23 degrees right now at 4th of July Summit. Looks like they could be having some snow there on Thursday. Snoqualmie Pass, and this is important, 24 degrees right there. Snow and slush on the roadway. And then also on Cabbage tonight, folks, 29 degrees. You've got packed snow on the pavement, snowing hard and continuously, and, of course, chains required up there. And then up towards into Montana, we've got the winter weather advisories up in the Missoula area, also Great Falls as well. High wind warning tonight near Laramie and Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay, North Dakota, South Dakota, the eastern half of each one of those states, snow. All the way from the Canadian border all the way down to the northeastern corner of Nebraska to include Sioux City, Iowa. And that would be I-94 east-west. That would be I-90 east-west. That would be I-29 north-south. Now, moving over into Minnesota, you have a winter storm warning all the way up to the Canadian border to include the Twin Cities there. And something new this hour, in the Superior, Lake Superior, Lake Huron area, the color there, Kyle, went from red to purple. That means we've got a really bad system up there with extremely high winds that's on the lakes up there as well as on shore. Be very, very careful in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight. You could really get blown off the road.
Yes, exactly right.
Now, to continue, we have a lot of high winds in the rest of the peninsula, lower peninsula of Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the southern part, as well as most of the state of Iowa, the northern part of Illinois, on down to the Cape Girardeau, Missouri area. So 55, 57, you're going to have some interesting weather along there. That is moving to the east and to the north. We do have high winds all the way across to just about Cleveland, Ohio right now. And the Lake Effect snow machine is starting to kick in on I-90, the New York Thruway, over there from Ripley towards Buffalo, a little bit sparse towards Oswego, but then north of Oswego, up in the Tug Hill Plateau, up to Watertown, to Canada, Thousand Islands Bridge, to the northern part of New York up in the Adirondack Mountains. We do have snow right now in the northern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, northern and eastern part of Maine. We've got a gale warning that's in effect right now from Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod, and then some offshore winds that are approaching gale force about 50 miles off the coast all the way down to New Jersey. That may be affecting some of the shoreline there. And finally, down in Florida, some winds off the Atlantic side from about Daytona on down to the Keys. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And let's not forget either, let the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Be safe out there. Especially where I told you, because the winds up there are really gusting along those areas that we mentioned up there in the upper part of Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
so much stuff going on right now, it's hard to even figure out where to start. But I think we'll start at the beginning, as they like to say. And that would be that President Biden, when he went to Kentucky yesterday, did you hear the reception he got and the chant that started up? Let's go, Brandon.
Yes, I did.
That was really interesting.
Well, yeah, and, the media, they're going to put their spin on it. But, those that do report are going to put a spin on it.
Yeah, so it was what it was. Now, we were just talking about the weather that was moving away, but last night in the upper Midwest, across Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Colorado, they had a report of 13 tornadoes on the ground at one time, winds 70 to 107 miles an hour in Lamar, Colorado, blew some trucks over.
The weather patterns were, in fact, predicted, so they did have some advance notice on
this. Yep, been talking about for over 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep.
So I did see some reports that it was getting a little bit sporty. I don't know anything about any kind of damage. I did not see that there were any injuries, which is a good thing.
No, but I did see damage.
Yeah. Oh.
As a matter of fact, I'll read this real quick. Fox 9 in Minneapolis reported twisters struck near Albert Lee, with damage reported in Heartland and Plainview, causing damage there as well. A couple of buildings were flattened in the process. Now, a number of homes were damaged and trees were down and power was off to about 63,000 people.
Yeah, the power I don't think is such a big deal, except it, puts a lot of burden on parts of infrastructure, especially if it's cold.
It is now. It wasn't to start with, but it is now.
Precisely.
Well, all right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I certainly hope that you're having a good day wherever it is that you're at. And certainly take advantage of all the different specials over at MyPillow.com. You'll find something for everybody over there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hungry? No lunch plans? Join Captain Matt.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.